Last week, Knoxville's Mike Hudson had a great game. A fumble recovery.
Sends a man in motion, takes a snap, and he will get a straight ahead fumble, and Knoxville has it. The ball squirted through the pile, and Mike Hudson claims it. That is his second turnover that he has gobbled up tonight.
A pick six touchdown.
Two left, two right, fumbles a snap. He gets a rush. He will throw it, and it's picked off. Picked off by Mike Hudson, and he'll take it all the way for a pick six touchdown, Knoxville.
And a 53-yard touchdown reception.
He will roll out to the far side, looking to throw. Goes long, and it is caught by Mike Hudson. He'll walk in. Touchdown, Knoxville. The Panthers have broken half a hundred tonight.
To say the least, Mike Hudson was everywhere last Friday at Sadell, so much so the Eagles likely saw number three in their sleep. Hudson says, for once, it was good to be on the right side of a blowout after getting the same thing done to Knoxville last season.
It felt really good. We really worked hard all week, you know, getting Sadell's scheme down and know what they're going to do. Our linebackers in line really got on the ball really well and got their reads, got to the ball, and offensively, Kieran and Keegan both did really well getting outside and using their speed to their advantage.
Hudson says the hard work he and his teammates put in is starting to pay off, and the summer workouts was where the team came together.
It feels a lot better. We have a lot more confidence. We worked really hard all summer because we knew we had a really good shot to be, like, good.
Most people know that Mike's father, Chris, a former head coach for football and softball at Knoxville, is now an assistant on the football squad. Mike says having dad as a coach is, well, sometimes good and sometimes a bit stressful.
Kind of stressful at times, but, you know, he does what he best for the team. He tries to make everybody better, so.
Chris says he is thankful for Mike's coaches when he was younger and his basketball and baseball coaches for molding him into the athlete that he has become, and says it's been fun to watch Mike play.
Well, you know, he's right. Sometimes it can be challenging. You know, thank goodness for Mom. She keeps us both in line, and, you know, she puts her foot down, like I said, we get back in track pretty fast. But it can be challenging, but I'm lucky that he works hard and he's coachable, and I have so much faith in the coaches that he's been around, even from a young age, you know, from Eric Cox in Little League to Chris Nichols in AAU basketball. Coach Willoughby's fantastic, and so many other coaches along the way, his basketball coaches, Coach Larson and Coach Richhart, they take care of him, and you know, we don't have to worry about that. And, you know, I just try to stay away and let him do his thing. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But I'm just very appreciative to get to watch him play.
Mike says the on-field, off-field balance is good with his dad, being coached during practice and games and dad at home. He says he'll ask about certain situations.
It's a little bit of both. I go to him a lot during the week just to ask him questions and, like, what we're doing for, like, future weeks and all that stuff. But mostly it's father-son and not rather than player-coach, so.
Chris says at home, it's not very often they talk about the game plan, and he says he just has to remember Mike's position coach is doing a good job, and he doesn't want to interfere in any way.
More often than not, though, we tend to kind of move away from what happened Friday or what's going to happen this week, and we just may talk about football in general. Try to give him his space because he has to put up with me Monday through Friday, and that can be difficult. I mean, I do understand that. And like I said earlier, his position coach, Coach Willoughby, does such a good job that I don't need to really put my 2 cents worth in. His coaches will take care of him, and we just kind of go with that.
The two remembers Mike's first touchdown in a Week 2 game during his freshman year against Fairfield. Mike, being a 120-pound freshman, says he was not ready to be in a varsity game, but took advantage of his chance to show what he can do.
It was a pretty eye-opening experience. It's really like they always say, like, it's a lot faster pace, and I was 5'8", 120 pounds, so I wasn't really ready for that, but it was pretty cool.
Chris at the time did not realize Mike was on the field, but panic turned into elation when the touchdown was scored.
As a varsity football coach, that wasn't a kind of situation that we wanted to be in. We had injuries, we had some kids who weren't able to play, and it just happened that, you know, the offensive coordinator at that time, Bill Ehrlichman, you know, called a play, and I'm not sure if he even realized Mike was in, and we knew we could catch the ball, but Mike was right. You know, 5'8", 125 pounds, soaking wet. He wasn't ready to be in that situation, but he did what he had to do, and he stepped up, and yeah, it was a good proud moment for both his mother and I.
Mike adds the goal this season is to win as many games as possible, and if they do that, he says the Panthers can be competitive with every team they play.
I mean, our goal is, you know, win every game and compete in every game. So, I mean, as long as we, like, do our jobs on defense and play physical and play fast, I think we're going to be all right.
From a 125-pound freshman that caught a touchdown pass 2 years ago to a 6-foot, 160-pound junior that is a threat to take it to the house every time he gets his hands on the ball. Mike Hudson has come a long way in his development, and Dad Chris cannot be prouder. Both of the Hudsons will do their part to see if Knoxville can make it 3 wins in 3 games tonight at Centerville. For Football Friday Nights, on KNIA KRLS, I'm Derek Cardwell.